The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes. Welcome. It is Monday, January 30th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for this week prior to our trip to the High Times Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles. Next week, we'll be coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, with all sorts of special guests. So we hope you tune in at live.normal.org. Also joining us from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is our senior news editor, Cannabis Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Russ.
Oh, my goodness. You're loud. How's everything?
Am I loud? You better turn it down.
How's the weekend? I know you were working like crazy this weekend, I know.
Yeah, well, I was working like crazy. I was partying hard like crazy. It was a pretty nice weekend, I have to say.
Burning the candle at both ends. Cannabis Carrie,
right.
You rock. Carrie takes care of our hemp headlines right after the first break. So what's in the news today?
Well, today we're going to cover a story out of Mexico. Thankfully, it doesn't have a lot of blood and gore in it, but we are going to cover a Mexican drug story. Also, we're going to go out to Hawaii. I'm going to give you a Hawaiian legislative roundup. They've just closed the timeline where you could get bills in, so we know which bills are going to be in and out. So I'll go over that. And big news on I-502's journey towards the ballot. We're going to talk about that first up on the Hemp Headline News.
All right. Also in news today, I've got some information out of a dispensary measure that they're proposing in Vermont. And those of you who've been following the President Obama YouTube video situation, you know about this, where President Obama sought questions from the online audience in video form. Well, that forum was today where he said he would answer the most popular questions. Well, almost all of the most popular questions. And we'll talk about that as we get into the radical rant later on today. Plus, in hour two, we'll take some time to expound on that I-502. I've gotten some responses from people up in the Washington state area that beg to differ with me. So we'll talk about that in hour two. You can call in at 971-533-7111. It's also Roots Monday. Got some great reefer jazz from Bessie Smith, dating back to 1933 for today. And our guest, Glenn Schwartz, will be joining us. He's the executive director of Arkansas Normal. He'll be here to talk about the push for a medical marijuana bill in the state of Arkansas. I know we can do it there. We can do it anywhere. It's all part of Normal Show Live, so stay tuned. We are the voice of the marijuana nation. You can check out our blog at stash.normal.org for more information, for contact for myself, Cannabis Carrie, Ganja John, Wiz Calico. We've also got Brian in the studio as well, hanging there out at the end. Say hi, Brian. How you doing?
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Be back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to Elevates.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. My job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Inhaling deeply of the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
And we now know that I-502 in Washington State will, in fact, be a question that goes to the voters. Those lucky U.S. citizens will get to vote in favor or not of legalization for all adults in Washington State. The group behind the effort, New Approach Washington, submitted almost 278,000 valid signatures so that the question would be on the November 2012 ballot. If passed, I-502 would make it legal for marijuana to be sold in specific stores to those over the age of 21. Marijuana would be prohibited from being consumed in public, so there would not be a type of marijuana bar industry opening because of the passing, and of course, it would be taxed. Although many states, including Washington, have legalized marijuana for medical purposes, states have yet to make that big leap to legalize recreational use of marijuana. Opponents of the measure have doled out dire warnings about drugged driving and the threat to public safety should the voters decide to legalize pot. Another argument from opponents is that taxed marijuana will not make the black market disappear and would increase exposure and use in American teenagers and young adults. Calvina Fay, the head of the Drug Free America Foundation, spoke out against the measure this weekend, saying that the fact that there exists a black market in the tobacco industry means that the marijuana industry would be about the same. She also commented on the increase in the black market for marijuana globally if we legalize. Even though I-502 will seek to legalize marijuana for adults, something that activists have set as a goal for decades, many are not getting behind the effort to pass I-502. Part of the controversy surrounds a DUID provision in the measure that defines driving impairment due to cannabis use as more than 5 nanograms blood THC content, something that cannabis activists say science has largely debunked. Now that the signature effort is over, New Approach Washington will work on promoting the measure through radio and some TV ads and continue to rely on volunteers and activists who gathered many of those signatures to work to spread the word and to promote getting pro-cannabis voters to the polls come November.
All right. And good news that 502 has made the ballot. We are going to be voting on legalization here in the Pacific Northwest, at least in Washington State. Yes, good news. 278,000 signatures turned in. And this is a controversy, though, among a lot of legalization proponents. There are good friends of mine who are vehemently opposed to this initiative because of the 5 nanograms per milliliter DUID and for other concerns as well that we don't have time to go into right now, but we can take some time in hour two. And part of this is what's so difficult is that it really depends on what you mean by legalization. Now, to me, I think if you're allowed to possess marijuana, that's the most important thing. If you're allowed to cultivate cultivate it, that's the second most important. And if you're not discriminated for it, that's the third most important. Now, it'd be nice to get all three at once, right? No discrimination, cultivation, and possession. But if you're forced to choose, I think it's important that we start by recognizing the right of people to possess marijuana. And from that platform, we can continue to refine and hone legalization into a better version of what we would all expect legalization to be. We'll get into more discussion on this in hour two because it is quite contentious, and we'll take your calls at 971-533-7111.
Now, marijuana that is grown outdoors, just like any other agricultural crop, is dependent on Mother Nature to cooperate with that effort. This year, a drought in northern Mexico has gotten bad enough that it is now affecting the crops, including those that are illicit. Military officials who wage much of the war against drug cartels and their products say that surveillance flights this year have shown large dry patches in land that is usually lush with illegal marijuana and poppy fields. Rain has been almost non-existent in the region, in a place where many marijuana crops depend on the rain for water. He said that they have moved some operations to focus near streams, where they are finding marijuana farmers trying to eke out smaller crops by diverting water with pumps and hoses. General Ricardo Trevelia said that the drop in illegal marijuana crops may lead to what he is reporting to be a sharp rise in the production of synthetic drugs. Trevelia says that the powerful cartels are increasingly turning to drug production for substances like methamphetamine because it has become more profitable. It can be made much faster than a marijuana or poppy crop, and it needs less storage. Also, it's harder to detect in transport. Mexican authorities have been seizing record amounts of the chemicals used in the manufacture of methamphetamine, and they are busting record number of meth labs in Mexico City and northern Mexico. In December alone, officials seized a staggering 675 tons of a key precursor chemical, enough to produce incredible amounts of meth.
Well, this is going to lead to a rise in the prices of marijuana, certainly in the Midwest and the South and other places where it's tough to come by. The lush crops we're growing out here in California and the Pacific Northwest, that's for sure. A lot of this, the Mexican brickweed that supplies many of the people in America, that's what we're talking about here. And, you know, I don't know what we can do about that other than, you know, legalizing here in America and allowing our people, our farmers, to be able to grow this fantastic crop. If Mexico needs some rain, they can borrow some of ours, that's for sure. And as far as this, the cartels turning to the production of methamphetamine, that's, you know, always going to be there regardless of whether we legalize or not. One of the retorts from the drug warriors oftentimes is, well, if we legalize marijuana, these Mexican gangs, they'll just turn to meth. They'll just go and sell meth. Problem is you need someone to sell meth to. There's a whole bunch of demand out there for marijuana. Lots of people like to smoke marijuana, about 10 to 11% of the U.S. population on a monthly basis. But when it comes to methamphetamine, that's a number much lower, down to in the 100,000 range of active addicts on methamphetamine. So they can wish for changing their production to meth all they like, but on a volume sales basis, they're just not going to have as many customers as they would with marijuana.
And from Hawaii, for the deal for filing a bill in the Hawaii state legislature has, or the date for filing a bill in the Hawaii state legislature has now passed. And so we know that the existing bills that are there and that have all been assigned to committees. Now, two bills are of particular interest to medical marijuana patients in the state. Senate Bill 2026, along with companion bill House Bill 1963, would further restrict Hawaii's medical marijuana law. Both bills are seeking to remove chronic pain as a standalone condition that can be used to qualify to use marijuana medically. It would also limit the number of registered. It would also limit the number of registered medical marijuana cards to three for any one address. Also increasing would be the charge of misrepresenting information on a medical marijuana application from a misdemeanor to a Class C felony. These bills were written by legislators in response to what they perceived to be abuses in the current system of Hawaii's medical marijuana program. Medical marijuana advocates in Hawaii say that the passage of these bills would impact over 90% of the current patient rolls in some negative way. But it isn't all bad in Hawaiian tropical paradise. Senate Bill 2405 would allow the legal transfer of seeds, clones, and medicine between patients as long as it was for no compensation. Senate Bill 2406 would actually add a condition to the qualifying list, PTSD. And finally, Senate Bill 2262 would amend the state's Patients' Pain Bill of Rights to include medical marijuana. Activists in Hawaii are asking voters to please now contact their representatives to let them know they would support bills, Senate bills 2262, 2406, and 2405.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. On that note, as far as this Hawaiian thing goes, we're going to limit it to 3 cards per address because there couldn't possibly be a family of people that have, say, some sort of genetic thing that they, you know, runs in their family, and they might have, you know, relatives. They might have enough people in that house that would qualify for medical cannabis. That never happens. There's never any more than 3 sick people in one house is what I'm trying to say here. And, you know, we should institute that for things like OxyContin and Vicodin as well. I mean, there certainly couldn't be any reason that for there to be more than 3 people in a house using Vicodin or OxyContin, right? What kind of crazy logic is this coming out of the legislature? I'm sure this is something that law enforcement is behind, you know, with their great medical expertise and degrees. And to take away chronic pain as a condition, this is always what they see as abuse. Is that, oh, we don't have any visible way, we don't have any measurable way of proving this person's really in pain. They might be lying, they might be getting a card anyway. You know, they might be telling the state where they are, what they're doing, and paying them money for protection. Boy, that would be some terrible abuse, wouldn't it? We can't have that. All right, in other news, we're going to move up to the great northeast of this country. News from Vermont and New Hampshire. First of all, coming out of New Hampshire, news that a marijuana legalization measure has been introduced in the New Hampshire legislature that would legalize not just the possession of marijuana, but also create a system of retail distribution and wholesale cultivation. It would allow possession of up to 1 ounce. It would create a $45 per ounce excise tax and a 19% retail tax. But it would also ban marijuana advertising. It would ban person-to-person sales. And it would maintain prohibition on people under 21, public use, driving, and so on. But it's House Bill 1705, which is in the House Criminal Justice Committee. They heard testimony on Thursday, January 25th for this House Bill 1705. It would allow, again, adults age 21 and over to use marijuana legally in their home. You can get the full text of HB 1705 from our website at stash.normal.org. It's right there on the front page. And then from neighboring Vermont, interesting legislation being proposed here. I'd like you to remember that when you hear us refer to 16 medical marijuana states in D.C., you got to remember that's really pseudo-legal California, 5 semi-functional medical marijuana states, 4 quasi-functional medical marijuana states, 4 dysfunctional medical marijuana states, and 3 medical marijuana states in name only. There's a great degree of difference here. Basically, what I'm saying here, in California, anyone who wants to use medically pretty much can. In the semi-functional states, most serious users can get it. In the quasi-functional states, fewer people have access. And in the dysfunctional states, less than 1,000 users qualify. And that's Vermont. Vermont. Now, in Vermont, the proponents of a dispensary system there want to ensure that Vermont remains dysfunctional by, get this, capping the total number of qualifying patients by law to only 1,000. This is a quote from the paper there in Vermont. Vermont has about 450 medical marijuana patients. That is a state with 621,000 people, by the way. 450 medical marijuana patients. They currently grow their own marijuana or have a designated caregiver do it for them. However, that will change soon. As many as 4 distribution centers statewide could be operational by the end of the year. Legislation prohibits them anymore, so no more than 4 dispensaries, and limits the number of patients in the state to 1,000. Now, I spoke to a lady from the Vermont Cancer Database Registry System today. Her name was Jennifer, and she informed me that there will be something around the range of 3,500 new cancer diagnoses in the state of Vermont this year. So right there, you're over your 1,000. Technically, this law could set up a situation where you could walk in with cancer and a state bureaucrat would have to tell you, sorry, you're number 1,001. You'll just have to wait until one of the other cancer patients dies. Come on now, this is ridiculous. And the spokesperson here from the Vermont People with AIDS Coalition said, quote, I think that hopefully the federal government, when they look at this at Vermont, they'll look at Vermont being the model. This is a Virginia Renfrew, who's a spokeswoman for this Vermont People with AIDS Coalition. That's where medical marijuana is heading, people. And some of the people that are supporting medical marijuana want to take it there. Vermont doesn't even recognize glaucoma as a qualifying condition, and only 0.07% of its population have currently qualified to use medical marijuana. Furthermore, in these dispensary regulations, if you want to shop at one of the four state dispensaries, you get to go in only one at a time to a building 1,000 feet from a school or a daycare, if your local community allows it at all, because they can be allowed to ban it. So it will be zoned into someplace far from where you are. You'll be video recorded at all times, and police can come into the dispensary at any time with no warning for a compliance check. Your dispensary starts with 12 plants until you get up to 14 patients, and then you can have 28 mature plants. It's $2,500 application fee, non-refundable, $20,000 license first year, $30,000 every year after that. Yes, sir.
What do you think about a break, buddy?
I think a break's a good thing. This Vermont thing got me all riled up. We'll talk about that and more coming up later on.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
But isn't marijuana or dope illegal?
Only for those who enjoy it. Medical use of marijuana is legal in this state.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 420 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Roots Monday, our celebration of the music that evolved into the popular modern music of today. We pick the best of blues, country, folk, and jazz with a 420 feel and serve it up for you every Monday. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, Bessie Smith is our artist for today's Roots Monday, and she was born in 1892 or 1894, depending on which census you believe. And she's become a member of the blues, big band and jazz, and rock and roll halls of fame in the 1980s. By 1912, she was performing on stage, and by 1923 began a recording career. Soon she had hits with Crazy Blues and her follow-ups Gulf Coast Blues and Downhearted Blues. As the swing era began, Bessie Smith adapted and recorded with some of the best musicians of the day, including Louis Armstrong and Benny Goodman, who appears on the clarinet on this recording she made for OK Records back in 1933. Now, she was paid $37.50 to sing on this record called Gimme a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. But as was common back in the day, Pigfoot is being used as a code here for reefer. Listen close in the last lyric. You'll actually hear her mention gin and reefer, predating Snoop Dogg by, what, 50 years? This is Bessie Smith with Gimme a Pig's Foot.
Tight, they all congregate standing all night drunk.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
Hey, tokers and tokettes, this is Radical Russ from Normal Show Live. We're proud to be the voice of the marijuana nation and proud to have you on our team. Now, you can represent NSL in your own Normal Show Live gear from handmadeapparel.biz. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel is one of us and a huge supporter of our show. He's designed the classic Blockhead line of NSL shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. Worn by Radical Russ, Cannabis Carry, and Ganja John on the show and at live events, the designs feature their iconic logos and the It's Got to Be 420 Somewhere in the World tagline. Proceeds directly benefit Normal Show Live and HandmadeApparel.biz, one of our community's strongest supporters. You can also get your Cannabis Cure UK, Ganja John Show, Irie Island Hour, and more gear from the Normal Network at HandmadeApparel.biz. Visit HandmadeApparel.biz today.
Catch Normal News with Cannabis Carry every weekday on Normal Show Live at 7 p.m. Eastern here on the Normal Network. Five of the last seven people to run for president and the last three winners have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. Normal, unlike any other marijuana or drug reform organization, is built from the ground up by grassroots activists. We are the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, and we aren't just anti-prohibition, we're pro-marijuana. Every week, we take some time to talk to the citizens of local Normal chapters across the country and around the world, as well as others who are working to make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. In this segment, we call Grassroots Activism.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Half past the hour. We are joined by Glenn Schwartz, the executive director of Arkansas Normal. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Great.
Glad to have you here. You know, we wanted to get you here to talk about what's happening in Arkansas because, you know, when we do so much news about, you know, California and Colorado and all these medical marijuana states, people forget that, you know, the hard times are still happening in Arkansas and Tennessee and these places where people are still getting arrested for even the slightest, you know, half a gram of marijuana. So you were telling me there was this Arkansas Medical Marijuana Initiative people are going around with. Tell us the progress on that and what's happening.
Yes, it originates with the Fayetteville Normal chapter, and it's a fairly lengthy bill, and I think they're at about 25,000 signatures out of 65,000 that will need to be gathered by July. So that is our entry into the reform this election year of 2012.
How's the response been from people in Arkansas, just the general public?
Oh yeah, people are signing every day. This is our second shot at a medical amendment. I think the MPP sponsored one about 6 years ago and it fell short because they had some bad petitioners that came in and got bad signatures and they kind of used up the money and carpetbagged out of town again.
Oh, no.
But yeah, people are getting busted in Arkansas. I had a call just the other day from a guy that was driving through on his way to Alabama, and they stopped him and he gave permission for them to search his car, and they found, you know, a little pot in there. So, you know, he's facing charges at Arkansas, which are a little better. The governor did a reform last year in the legislature to where it's a misdemeanor for, you know, up to 4 ounces, I believe.
Yeah, that's what we're just looking at. They moved it up from 1 ounce to 4 ounces, that's right?
Yeah. So these are misdemeanors that people are facing. But for residents of Arkansas, it still goes to a felony on your third offense.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still face a felony in Arkansas for a doobie. And but it's not atypical of the Midwest. If you look at a map, you know, all the reforms are done in the West and in the Northeast and Minnesota. And there's this huge swath of lily white states in the middle of the country that have not, you know, gone to any kind of reform. Although Mississippi, right next door, is a decriminalization state.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people forget in these arrests that they're not just the possible jail time or the criminal conviction that you got, but according to our website, it's saying any conviction causes a driver's license suspension for 6 months or a CDL suspension for a year. So, you know, there's that. Mm-hmm. There's the asset forfeiture. There's the extra penalties they add on for the possession of the paraphernalia you might have on them, have on you. So, I mean, it's tough going there in Arkansas, right?
Yeah, and it makes it hard to get a job. So yeah. We're just gonna have to get it legalized.
Yeah, it's like a permanent, you know, second class citizenship you're entered in. You know, once you're in the system, you know, you're now that follows you around. You're looking for jobs when you're trying to, you know, move up in the world. It's just an anchor that's tied to you, and they think that by doing so, that'll deter people from doing it. But that's not had that effect.
No, in fact, I don't even publicize that much. You know, how many people are being busted in Arkansas? The last statistic I have was like 8,000 a year, and that was like 10 years ago, and then they stopped publishing that statistic, too. Mm. But, yeah, it's kind of backwards in all those Central America, you know, in the Great Plains and all this area from Illinois down to the Gulf.
Sure.
We've had very little reforms that have gone through the legislatures.
Yeah, we're speaking with Glenn Schwartz, the executive director of Arkansas Normal. You can find out more information on the Arkansas Normal website, arnormal.org, or check out the state laws and information on Arkansas on the normal.org webpage. You should be able to find that stuff. Glenn, as you're pushing for this medical marijuana initiative and trying to educate people in the state, is there much coverage from the Arkansas media? And if so, how fairly do they portray the issue?
Well, I'm not really the organizer of the medical. It actually comes out of Fayetteville. Hmm. And he has had some publicity. It's been a strictly volunteer effort so far. I think he's awaiting some money from somewhere. I mean, he gets $30,000. He's expecting to get some money. He needs to get that in the pipeline because he's only got until July. So gives us one good spring season to gather up another 50,000-60,000 signatures. Yeah.
Sure thing. Now, Glenn, what is it that brought you to being a marijuana activist and working with Normal here and trying to end prohibition? Is there a personal story involved? Are there people that were harmed directly that, you know, impelled you to act?
Well, I just cannot. Yeah, I just don't understand why people go about their daily lives and are not up in arms about innocent people being sent to prison. And, you know, and when I first came to Arkansas, I came here from Florida via Reno, you know, kind of a roundabout way. But I knew it was not a decrim state, that you could face charges for, you know, significant charges just for possession here, let alone any kind of sale or growing of hemp. And I figured, well, it's all right. I can settle where I want. And, you know, in 4 or 5 years, I'll have the laws here changed. Well, it's been, Ross, it's been 20 years of activism. And this legislature, you know, more often than not, doesn't even introduce a bill to reform either, you know, decriminalization reforms or medical reforms. We had a little slurry of activity with a representative named Jim Lendl, who introduced medical all three of his terms in the state house, and then another senator, John Riggs, I think was his name, you know, and, he was a senator. He did my decrim bill and took it to committee. But boy, we've done like 4 or 5 sessions since then. We haven't had anything even introduced. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough nut, and I think it's time we have some kind of progress here.
No kidding. I mean, we've got, of course, people remember that former President Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, and we've had, you know, we've heard him famously say, "I did not inhale, did not enjoy it, never tried it again." So,
one of his at least two lies he got called out on.
at least two. And, you know,
but Obama hasn't been much help either. And, of course, you know, the Bush administration was a fiasco. So, you know, given the choices coming up this time, I don't, actually, Russ, I'm going to run for president
all right,
this time around. Yeah, given the choice between Obama or Newt Gingrich, I think I can get a substantial number of votes here in Arkansas.
I think you very well could. We're speaking with Glenn Schwartz, who's the executive director of Arkansas Normal and working to reform marijuana laws there. Check out the website at arnormal.org. And how about your events? I mean, here it is January. We're on the brink of February, and people start planning for 420, and they start planning for the early summer events. What's happening in Arkansas for 420 and for the rest of the summer? Anything to report?
We had a great demonstration last year on 420. Got good coverage in the local media. And we just showed up with like a dozen people down at the federal courthouse, which is in downtown Little Rock, you know?
Right.
And we paraded around with a legalized flag and some placards. And like I said, we had about a dozen people there. And we were on, I think, all three of the local networks. And they thought it was real appropriate, you know, even though most people don't even know why 420 means anything in the marijuana reform movement.
True enough. So plans to do that again this year on the 420?
Yeah, we'll do something on 420. When one of my friends, Tom Brown, got sent to prison, I used to go down to that federal building and pick it every single Wednesday for a year, calling for his freedom and stuff, and singing songs and waving flags and stuff. So we just reprised that on 420.
Yeah, 420 is on a Friday this year, folks, so I'm sure we can get something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
I didn't know which one it was on. Yeah. And another thing I like to tell people about Normal is that Normal does hemp. And because I think that is as important as the as the marijuana aspect. But this hemp is a food plant and a fiber plant, and this huge industrial, agricultural product that the Arkansas farmers are missing out on. I mean, they're growing rice for like 25 cents a bushel, and stuff. Yeah. They could be growing an entire new product that's very versatile and could add a lot of I think it would add a lot of money to the agricultural states like Arkansas.
Oh, definitely. I like to say that that hemp is not illegal because marijuana is a drug. Marijuana is illegal because hemp is an oil.
Oh, yeah? And John, I met Jack Harris several times. He's the one that kind of rediscovered hemp.
Sure.
And Normal disrespected him when he first brought him that idea, but I think they changed their tune. And they started back in the hemp fests of the 1980s and 90s, and I think that's a real important aspect of the issue.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, there's so many environmental issues alone that compel us to use industrial hemp in this nation, and the things they're doing in North Carolina with the hempcrete building materials and the research that they're doing overseas on the different ways of getting energy from the hemp seed oil, getting foodstuffs from hemp. Just making all sorts of food that you can make out of hemp seed. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I buy the food from Canada. Hey, Russ, have you ever seen the Canadian hemp fields?
I've not been to them. I've seen video of them.
Oh, video? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm driven to go visit some hemp fields and have a picnic in the hemp field of Canada.
Yeah. And the thing is, in Canada, hemp is legal to grow, but cannabis is still illegal, for drug purposes. And amazingly, the Mounties seem to be able to tell the difference.
Wow. I learned something last week. They had a report that the most liberalized drug laws in the world are in Lisbon, Portugal.
Well, Lisbon, Portugal.
I wasn't aware of that. I always thought it was Amsterdam.
Portugal as a country decriminalized all personal use of drugs. They have kind of a drug court system, an addict rehabilitation system for people on the hard drugs. But, generally decriminalized all sorts of possession. And then Lisbon, being the city, is even more progressive on enforcement of that. So, yeah. And they found, decrease in drug deaths, overdoses, drug use. What do you know?
Yeah, that's a model for what we can do here. It's just surprising it was Lisbon and not Amsterdam.
Now,
they actually decriminalized it there, or legalized it, as you said.
Right. Now, as far as Arkansas goes, you get outside of the college towns, you get outside of Little Rock, get into the rural areas. Are people out there still afraid of the idea of legalization, or has this gone, to all segments of population in Arkansas?
I don't know about that, but I know if you get busted in Little Rock, you might get a probationary term or something. Say you get busted two bags or something. In Little Rock, you'd get a probation, but if you go 50 miles outside of town to like Malvern or someplace in Lone Oak or east of there, they will send you to prison for 10 or 20 years for two bags of pot or something.
Yeah, it's absurd. And a lot of times you look up in these state regulations and sentencing guidelines, and you'll find sentencing guidelines twice as strict for, you know, people caught with weed as for child molesters and people that beat their wives and stuff. It's just ridiculous.
And then there's the other aspect that if you have like a handgun, if you have a weapon in your house that you intend to use for defending your house, and they caught you with any amount of pot in Arkansas, you face that simultaneous possession, and that's like a 10-year mandatory.
Yeah.
So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people in Arkansas jails, and I'm driven to get these people out of prison. They're innocent people in prison, and people are ignoring it, just like the Germans, you know, ignored the concentration camps and the Nazi Reich.
You know, I'm glad.
I will not stand to ignore. I cannot ignore it. I don't understand how people do it.
I agree with you. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. I'm glad you bring up the issue of gun possession, you know, a Second Amendment right here that if a cannabis consumer exercises it, adds to the loss of freedom they will experience. It's just absurd. And it always vexes me that we can't get gun rights organizations like the NRA to see this. But, of course, they can't be seen as, well, we can't be seen as giving the druggies guns. You know, it's just it's such a shame.
And one thing I like about Normal, you know, Normal is not the largest drug reform on, you know, marijuana reform now. It's MPP and probably DPA are both bigger than Normal. But Normal encourages the grassroots, you know, organizations. That's why there's, what, 50, 60?
Over 120.
Local chapters. 120.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, California probably has 10 by themselves. But they encouraged me to keep this group going, and it has been going, as I said, for 20 years. Although the progress has been minuscule in Arkansas, we still keep trying.
Yeah, got to keep fighting, and we're glad you're there. Glenn Schwartz, Executive Director of Arkansas Normal. Check them out, arnormal.org, if you're in the area, and help get behind educating the population and making some good laws there in the state of Arkansas. It can be done, but we need your help to do it. Glenn, thanks so much.
And we do have a very good website, so I do encourage people to visit our website at arnormal.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Glenn Schwartz, for joining us here on Normal Soul Live. We appreciate it. We'll have you back again.
All right, Russ. Thanks for calling.
All right. And when we come back, we'll have time for a little bit of a radical rant. President Obama's YouTube forum was on today. We streamed some of it live here on the network. And, we didn't get what we're looking for. We'll talk about that right after the break.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
We're getting ready for the trip next Monday, a week from today, John. We'll be on the road.
Crazy.
Crazy on the road to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup 2012, the expo, the panels.
The celebrities.
The celebrities, the fun.
The smoking, the oil, the hash, the bubble, the glass. Oh, my.
The ladies.
Not so much. I'm married.
All right. Well, me too.
My wife's going to be there, though.
Well, there's that. But we'll be
love
there.
You, baby.
We'll be there. We're driving down on Monday. And then on Tuesday.
Right. Hey, what's up, man? Shotty Slim, a.k.a. I don't know what I'm talking about, man. The contact in here is crazy.
Why do we always let that guy interrupt us?
I don't know. I like it.
I love that guy.
So we'll be driving down this Monday, coming Monday, week from today. So do not, we won't have a show. There'll be a repeat. The network will be up. But you'll be listening probably to a repeat of today's show. So those of you listening today on the day after the Super Bowl, wasn't that a great game?
Great game.
It was fantastic. All right, so.
I'm so glad. One.
We'll dub that
we'll
in
fill
later.
That in later.
Yeah. But we will be there in Los Angeles, California for the High Times Cannabis Cup there. We'll be in L.A. on Tuesday doing shows live from our condo in Little Tokyo on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday, we will be there. High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. Check it out at medcancup.com. I just got confirmation on the passes and other stuff. So we're looking forward to it. GenCup.com, February 11th to 12th, LA Center Studios, Los Angeles, California. EdCanCup.com.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you're going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah! Radical rant.
Today, President Obama addressed the United States, well, addressed the world, the internet, I guess I should say, live on YouTube as part of a Google Plus Hangout. This was part of President Obama's ongoing series called Your Interview with the President. It's a part of their YouTube forum, and basically people could submit their own questions by video to the president, and a certain lucky few of them were actually selected to participate in a roundtable live where they could ask questions of the president. Well, we watched the video earlier today. It was on live at 5:30 Eastern, and youtube.com/White House if you want to get the video recording of it. Our question now, we submitted a question. Actually, Eric Altieri out at our Washington office submitted a question that was removed as inappropriate after 4,000 or so votes. It was actually 4,023 votes rocketed it to the top of the video questions. It was removed as inappropriate. Now, the question that we had submitted was, with over 850,000 Americans arrested in 2010 for marijuana charges alone, and tens of billions of tax dollars being spent locking up nonviolent marijuana users, isn't it time we regulate and tax marijuana? That was our question. It was removed. And many others like it were removed. There were 615 questions when I looked that had some sort of duplication of our text. There were most of those were removed from the forum. Later on, our friends at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition submitted a question on legalization from retired LAPD deputy chief who asked Stephen Downing, the retired LAPD deputy chief, who's also been a guest on our Cops Say Legalized Drugs segment. He asked this question of President Obama. Let me bring the video up for everyone. This question of President Obama from the LAPD deputy chief.
My name is Stephen Downing. I'm a retired deputy chief of police from the Los Angeles Police Department. From my decades of law enforcement experience, I've come to see our country's drug policies as a failure and a complete waste of criminal justice resources. According to the Gallup poll, the number of Americans who support legalizing and regulating marijuana now outnumber those who support continuing prohibition. What do you say to this growing voter constituency that wants more changes to drug policy than you have delivered in your first term?
So that was what I feel is an entirely sensible question from Leap's Stephen Downing. And it 2 became the most popular video question with over 4,500 votes. But President Obama and YouTube spent 1 hour and 49 minutes responding to the people and completely ignored the question of marijuana legalization, a question that made up in various forms 105 of the top 160 questions that were submitted to YouTube. Now, there was enough time at the end for the president to meet the 3 kids who were off camera of one of the mothers who was part of the Google Plus Hangout, and he got a little time to chit-chat with them and, you know, tell them to stay in school. Unfortunately, statistically speaking, 1 out of those 3 kids will be arrested for a non-traffic offense by the age of 23, and 3 out of 4 people busted for pot are under age 30. Although, maybe those kids won't have those kind of statistics because they're white middle-class kids. There was also some time to attempt to cajole the president to dance and listen to his explanation of how Michelle Obama says he's such a poor dancer compared to her. He also brought up the fact that he was on whatever form he was the other day when he was singing Al Green. So they cajoled him to try to maybe sing sometime in the future. There's plenty of time to talk about that during this 1 hour and 49 minute interview with the president. No time to address the question that was most popular and was 105 of the top 160 questions submitted. Nothing to see here. Move along. Just a bunch of potheads in the online audience, I suppose. But President Obama, you continue to ignore this constituency at your electoral peril. Now, I'm not so misguided as or naive to think that all potheads not voting for President Obama would cause him to lose the election. Looking at the possible people he would be contending against, I think it's pretty much going to be a wipeout come election time. So maybe that's why President Obama feels that he can just ignore the online audience. He can just ignore the constituency, the growing constituency, the growing majority of people that want to see marijuana legalized, that want to see prohibition ended, that realize this war on drugs, as you once said, is an utter failure. And we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws. Barack Obama, you said that in 2004. Now, we've always understood you've been clear that you don't support legalization, whatever it is you think legalization means. But you did say you supported decriminalization. You did say you wanted to allow the states to run their own medical marijuana programs without federal interference. This is a growing sentiment, and politicians who are tone deaf to this are going to suffer at the polls. We've shown it in our reporting on this as the marijuana question was the number one question in so many of the states that we have or so many of the forums where this has been asked. This has been asked 8 previous times, and the 8 previous times you have tried these online petitions, forums, Ask Obama, change.gov, Open for Questions, Citizen Briefing Book, every single time marijuana legalization ranks at the top or near the top. Every single time marijuana legalization makes up a majority of the questions, an overwhelming majority of the questions being asked by the online audience. Now, I know you want to dismiss this. I guess this says something about the online audience. I remember you joked and laughed a couple of years ago when this was asked to you before about marijuana legalization helping our economy by creating jobs and bringing in tax revenues, and you laughed that off. But the next year, when Leap asked you this question, you said it was an entirely appropriate subject for debate. Well, the people spoke once again and resoundingly asked to have that debate, and you, sir, have ignored the people. You have deemed our question inappropriate. You think that our asking of 850,000 Americans being arrested for marijuana offenses in this country was an inappropriate question to ask. You've laughed us off for the last time, sir. We are going to continue to hound you about this issue. You cannot ignore us and hope that we go away. There are far too many of us whose lives and careers and families and assets and freedom and scholarships are at risk because we're doing something you did. We're doing something you did when you were a young man. You were lucky you didn't get caught, sir. And we shouldn't have to hope that we're lucky enough not to get caught so we can continue our aspirations to perhaps someday become a constitutional law professor, or perhaps someday become a U.S. senator, or perhaps someday become the president of the United States. And we do not deserve to be put on a second-class citizenship, a second-class track of life where a drug conviction follows us everywhere we go on every job application, where people think twice about letting us babysit their kids when they Google us and they find we were arrested for drugs back in the day. And this says nothing, of course, about the patients in the states that have decided to allow the medicinal use of marijuana, and you backtracking on your promises to leave them alone, to let the states that are handling this with tight and well-regulated systems to be allowed to do so. You've invaded California. You've invaded Montana. You've invaded Colorado to exert this federal pressure over states. When your attorney general and when your campaign promises said that you did not want to interfere, that it would be an unwise use of federal resources to interfere in the states that are regulating medical cannabis. Mr. Obama, you have disappointed me time and again on this issue, and it will not be forgotten. I'm Radical Russ for Ganja John and Brian the Red and Cannabis Carrie. Thanks for joining us. Stick around for hour two. We're going to talk about Washington State's I-502. It's going to be on the ballot, and it's going to be controversial. So we'll get that out. And plenty more news about Normal Conference, about 420, about the future of the show, about the High Times Cup. It's going to be a good time. Stick around. 971-533-7111 is the phone line if you want to get on in. We're out of here. We'll see you later. Until next time. Take care of each other, tokers. We love it. We love the
earth. This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it.
Georgia. Hi, this